never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost. Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Come on in.
Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Morning.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Let's do this thing, huh? A long time ago, I said, life begins when you move. That's true. Movement creates activity. Sometimes activity makes you busier, and sometimes it's the wrong kind of movement. So directional movement is important, because life will get in the way if you don't know exactly what you want, even if you do. But you can persevere. As long as you stand up and you take a step and you repeat, 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 you keep on going until you get what you want. Why didn't we just stop before you got what you wanted anyway? God, it was hard. It wasn't what I planned. Somebody said something to me. It didn't work out. I know! It always happens like that. It's all your perspective. So today, I'm going to do a list that I have done now for probably 17 or 18 years, at least once or twice a year. Near and dear to my heart, this one actually stays on my desk. One of the few that does. Hang around for the ride. It's going to be fun. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. Yeah, 18th season. It's hard to believe it's been that long. I'm kind of happy today. When I decided to make my changes, we're counting down to 5,000 and some changes this year. You're gonna hear a lot more changes in the coming days, because I am so enthusiastic and pumped up. People are saying this. There's a change in the podcast, dude. What happened? I said I decided to quit. Huh? No, I didn't decide it. We have stuff coming up at the end of the year. Things are going to be kind of cool. But I've got a new studio. I've got some new equipment. I've got a brand new fancy microphone that is awesome. Life is good, man. It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. So do me a favor. Can I talk about anything? Yeah, go to Facebook. It's been a little slow. I need your help, okay? I do. I've been focused on working on my Face Your Passion 2.0 program and some other things that I got going on here. Been completely focused. Been getting out of bed at sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning, going at it. Really having a great time. Not even taking a nap in the daytime. And so I have neglected my duties over at the Facebook page. So I need your help. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And call me out, because the minute you call me out, I'll see you and I'll come play with you, okay? I appreciate that. What's today? Today's Wednesday. You know, one of the questions I have a lot of questions, but it boils down to three. You hear them on Monday, you know, how's my life going? Friday, how do I want to feel? And on Wednesdays, the one I don't talk about very often, because, well, I don't know. I don't have a reason for that. What can I do? I promise you today, if you get stuck in anything that's going on, you throw your head down into the palms of your hands and think, how am I going to get through this? Sometimes that simple question, what can I do? And you're going to get an answer. You'll be all right. Everybody's all right. You just got to keep on moving. Let's change some perspective today. Is that cool? 10 perspective changing questions. This has been in my life for so long. Like I said, I kind of created this way back in probably 2006 or 2007. Yeah, I don't teach it. It's not part of what I do. It's just it kind of rolls around in my life about twice a year. So we'll do it today. Because I realized a long time ago that nothing is more important than surviving this big thing in life that I see as a big scavenger hunt. It's like a big list of stuff you got to figure out. But nobody gave us the list. You do a scavenger hunt, somebody gives you, go find all this stuff. Go play the game. Life, it's like it's a scavenger hunt. We're having to go scavenger for all the pieces that make our life happy. It's full of questions. We got to find the answers. Where's the answer to the question I got in my head? Why can't I figure it out? Somebody else seemed to have a map to the scavenger hunt, and you didn't. Those essential answers we're looking for, huh? And the winners are the people who figure out the solution. There's no doubt about that. And by the way, when I define words like success or winners, that's completely up to you. My version of that is different than your version of that. I have a love-hate relationship with those words, only because they're so, so individualized. So whatever it is to you, just I'm not going to put that on you. So a few questions to get me thinking. We'll start with number one, because that's what most people do. Now, we could count down to number one, but I think we're long past that time of the year, aren't we? What do you want to do? Seriously, what do I want to do? You'd be surprised how few people ever ask themselves that question. You just get going through life. Maybe you thought about when you were a kid or going into college. College, is that still a thing these days? I don't care how old you are. Don't care what stage of life you are.
What do you want to do? And I know it's confusing. You know why? I want to paint, Scott. I want to paint all the time. But I just feel like I should be doing something else. I had that conversation yesterday. Yeah, but still, that's what you want to do, right? Because here's what you do. You're only doing it if you do it. If you're thinking about it, it doesn't count. So what do you want to do? Figure that out and then go do it. What do you want to have? Materialism, money, all that kind of stuff. That's awesome. Doesn't last. You're not going to keep it. You know that. What do you want to have? What's important to you? I've had every toy I ever wanted to have. I can have any toy I want to have. I don't want most toys because it's maintenance. I'd rather have relationships and experiences. Hey, I sound very, very Zoomy-ish, don't I? I want the experience. Trust me, you're not the first group of people who thought about having an experience. I'm telling you, I love my Zoomies, but because I was one. We just didn't call us Zoomies a long time ago, but you're cool. I like you. Oh, man, I just lost 5 people. Where do you want to go? I guess I could be, physically, where do you want to go? Or could be metaphorically, spiritually. See, life is confusing. I just asked you one question, and there's 3 different things it could mean. There's probably 1,000 things it could mean, but where do you want to go? What contribution do you want to make? What is it? I think that changes throughout the course of your life. That's natural in life stages. As you get a little bit older, you start kind of getting to that legacy and sharing contribution, kind of different. That's why if you're an older guy like me and you decide to go to church, they want to meet you. They want to meet you fast. They do, because I'm kind of in a different stage of life right now, right? What contribution do you want to make? Number 5, what do you want to become? Again, big open-ended question. Some people say, I want to be the best version of myself. That was made up by a self-improvement dude a lot of years ago. It's okay. I don't like it. Personally, I don't do that. I don't want to be the best version of myself. I just don't. Why? No, I want to grow into something really spectacular. I want to become something I can't even imagine today. I'm a pretty good version of myself right now. Oh, something to think about, right? Okay, we got 5 more. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
What do you want to learn? I tell people learn everything. Jack of all trades, right? No. See, the problem is it changes your worldview. If you specialize in something, you'll learn that thing, and that's cool. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. You should. But I say study everything, because when you explore the possibilities and bring the world into your world, being willing to study all kinds of things, you change how you view the world. And it's very likely that the thing you choose to focus your time on will change because you opened up to everything around you. I was a jack of all trades forever. It drove me crazy until I recognized one day, no, it was me gathering information to figure out what I like to do best. What I like to do best is what I'm doing right now. Number 7, who do you want to spend your time with? That's a big deal. I shut down a relationship just the other day. I wasn't dramatic about it. I wasn't mean about it. It was just not where I want to spend my time. It's all kinds of people I can spend my time with. Don't need to do it with that person. Number 8, how much money do you want to earn, save, and invest? It's in there, but a lot of folks don't pay attention to that. I didn't pay attention for the first 40, 45 years of my life. I don't regret it, no. I just had to get busy afterwards. I had to catch up a little bit, right? But unfortunately, what I do, I can do that. You should start now. And if you haven't started, you should start now. Number 9, how much time do you want off? Disconnect. The science of disconnecting these days is amazing.
We now understand when you can totally disconnect from the job, man, that's when magic happens. That's when all the good ideas you ever dreamed of start to pop up in the shower. Whoa, where'd that come from? We'll do a show about that in maybe a couple days, huh? And finally, let's not forget being healthy. Optimum health. I had a friend of mine from high school just yesterday. I watched him eat Philly cheesesteaks and chicken wings forever, and he just loved it. A good guy, too. He's hating life right now. Why? Open heart surgery is on the table. He's mad. Why him? What do you want to do to create optimum health for yourself so you don't have to get mad?
Never give up. Fighting till the end. Gotta get back up.
Yep.
No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Get out there. Do the stuff you're gonna do, man. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. No matter what it takes. You stand up. You take a step. You repeat. I'll repeat it. Life is full of questions. It's long enough for you to figure out exactly the essential answers you need. As long as you get busy today. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Moves. Bye-bye.